Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud in New Delhi. Prime Minister says India-Saudi Arabia partnership crucial for stability and welfare of the region and the world. 12 scientists selected for Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar Awards for the year 2022. Sovereign Gold Bond Scheme 2023-24 Series 2 opens for subscription. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in eastern Uttar Pradesh today. Authorities announces closure of all schools in Lucknow due to inclement weather. And in cricket, India and Pakistan to resume their Super 4 clash in Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral and delegation level talks with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further unlock the potential of the India-Saudi Arabia strategic partnership. Speaking during the meeting, Mr. Modi said, India-Saudi Arabia partnership is crucial for stability, welfare of the region and the world. He said Saudi Arabia is important for India.
भारत और सऊदी अरब की मित्रता क्षेत्रीय और वैश्विक स्थिरता समृद्धि और मानव कल्याण के लिए महत्वपूर्ण है मैं एक बार फिर हिज रॉयल हाईनेस और आप सभी का G20 समिट की सफलता में योगदान देने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद करता हूँ.
Mr. Modi said the decision to start a historic economic corridor between India, West Asia and Europe will not only connect two countries but also help in providing economic growth and digital connectivity between Asia, West Asia and Europe.
आज की हमारी बैठक से हमारे संबंधों को एक नई ऊर्जा, एक नई दिशा मिलेगी और हमें मिलकर मानवता की भलाई के लिए काम करते रहने की प्रेरणा मिलेगी. कल हमने मिलकर भारत, पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप के बीच इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर स्थापित करने के लिए ऐतिहासिक शुरुआत की है. इसी कॉरिडोर से केवल दोनों देशों ही आपस में नहीं जोड़ेगा परंतु एशिया, पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप के बीच आर्थिक सहयोग, ऊर्जा के विकास और डिजिटल कनेक्टिविटी को बल देगा.
The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia said there was no disagreement at all during the history of India-Saudi Arabia relationship, but there is a cooperation to build the future of the countries and create opportunities. He said today, both nations are working on future opportunities. He congratulated Mr. Modi on the management of the G20 summit and the initiatives achieved, including the economic corridor linking the Middle East, India and the Europe. Co-chairing the first meeting of the India-Saudi Arabia Strategic Partnership Council, or SPC, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, for India, Saudi Arabia is one of its most important strategic partners.
स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप काउंसिल की पहली लीडर्स मीटिंग में भाग लेते हुए मुझे बहुत खुशी हो रही है. 2019 की मेरी सऊदी अरब यात्रा के दौरान हमने इस काउंसिल की घोषणा की थी. इन चार वर्षों में यह हमारी रणनीतिक साझेदारी को और सुदृढ़ करने के प्रभावी माध्यम के रूप में उभरा है. मुझे खुशी है कि इस काउंसिल के अंतर्गत दोनों कमेटी की कई बैठकें हुई हैं जिनसे हर क्षेत्र में हमारा आपसी सहयोग निरंतर बढ़ रहा है.
Mr. Modi said, as two large and fast-growing economies of the world, the mutual cooperation is important for peace and stability in the entire region. Mr. Modi said in the talks, both nations have identified several initiatives to take the partnership to the next level. He said today's talks will provide new energy and direction to their relations and will provide us inspiration to work together for the welfare of humanity. After the meeting of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince, there was signing of minutes of first meeting of India-Saudi Strategic Partnership Council by both the leaders. The Crown Prince is on a three-day state visit to India. He arrived in New Delhi on Saturday to attend the 18th G20 summit. Prince Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia will meet President Draupadi Murmu this evening at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Country's top annual science prize, Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar Awards, were announced today after a gap of 2 years. This year, 12 scientists will get the awards in 7 categories. Dr. N. Kalai Selvi, Director General of CSIR, announced the awards for the year 2022 in the presence of Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh. Named after Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar, the first director of CSIR, these awards are given every year in 7 scientific disciplines: physics, biology, engineering, mathematics, medicine, chemistry, and earth sciences. Speaking on this occasion, Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that the recent G20 summit became a point to showcase India's technological capabilities and its economic strength. Launching the 1 week, 1 lab program of CSIR, National Institute of Science Communication and Policy Research, the minister, who is also the Vice President of Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, CSIR, said that it's time to tell the world what we are doing in the field of science for the public good. The 1 week, 1 lab program started from today at CSIR-NSICPR, which will continue till the 16th of September. This is a campaign during which each of the CSIR labs showcase their exclusive ideas and technological breakthroughs to the people of the country over the course of 1 week. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said that the successful hosting of G20 in India is a great achievement for the country, especially at a time when there are many challenges in the world. He said that in times of challenges, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has done the work of bringing 20 countries of the world on one platform. Mr. Thakur was talking to media in Seoni, Madhya Pradesh today. He has come to Seoni to participate in the Jan Ashirwad Yatra of the state BJP. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Sovereign gold bonds today open for subscription, which will remain open for buying till Friday, 15th of September. This is the second series of the sovereign gold bond scheme in 2023-24 fiscal. The Reserve Bank of India announced that the price of the gold bonds will be 5,923 rupees per gram. The RBI also announced a discount for online applicants to the scheme. A discount of 50 rupees per gram less than the nominal value will be given to those applying online and making the payment against the application through digital mode. The issue price of gold bond for online investors will be 5,873 rupees per gram of gold, according to the RBI's announcement. In Gujarat, Poshan Maah is being celebrated at over 53,000 Anganwadi centres across the state. This time, the Department of Women and Child Development has launched a unique initiative called the Maha Status Campaign to spread awareness about nutrition through WhatsApp. A report from our correspondent.
Various activities including seminars, quiz, nutrition pledge, recipe competition, millet fairs, vaccination drives are being held across all the districts of Gujarat as part of the Poshan Maah. The awareness of nutrition is also being spread through traditional folk forms such as Garba and Daira at various Anganwadi centers. Talking to Akashwani, Director of ICDS Ranjit Kumar Singh said, along with the traditional platforms, Department of Women and Child Development is also using the popular social media platforms such as WhatsApp to reach out to maximum number of people. The Anganwadi workers are also conducting home visits to track the nutrition status among children and pregnant women. Aparna Khunt, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Ministry of Tourism will launch a national competition on tourism for tomorrow to identify best practices and case studies aligned with 5 priorities of G20 Goa roadmap. The competition will be launched on World Tourism Day on the 27th of this month. The New Delhi Leaders Declaration, which was adopted during the G20 summit, underlined the significance of the Goa roadmap for tourism as a vehicle for achieving sustainable development goals. New Delhi Leaders Declaration provides a new direction for tourism sector, with G20 Goa roadmap outlining the challenges, objectives, opportunities and recommendations for tourism sector to achieve sustainable development goals. Our correspondent reports that Goa roadmap, the key deliverable of India's G20 tourism track, is a pioneering initiative that provides a blueprint for sustainable global tourism.
The Goa roadmap, aligned with the theme of India's G20 presidency, underscores the role of tourism in society, the economy and environmental stewardship. The roadmap focuses on the five priorities, which are green tourism, digitalization, skills, tourism MSMEs and destination management. It offers a comprehensive strategy for nations to align their tourism policies with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals 2030. The G20 leaders also endorsed the launch of the Travel for Life initiative, emphasizing its transformative potential in promoting responsible and sustainable tourism. Ministry of Tourism aims at facilitating the implementation of the Goa roadmap through education and awareness campaigns. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted very heavy rainfall activity in eastern Uttar Pradesh today. It said heavy rainfall is expected today in western Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Rayalaseema and eastern Madhya Pradesh. IMD also forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In UP, district authorities have announced closure of schools in Lucknow today due to heavy rainfall and lightning. It has been raining heavily in the city since Sunday, and as per the weather forecast, more rainfall is expected today. Monsoon rain continue in Madhya Pradesh since last few days. IMD has issued an alert of heavy rain in 22 districts, including Bhopal, Vidisha and Sagar today. It said another monsoon system is becoming active in the state from tomorrow, which will bring rain for almost a week. Most of the districts of the state also received heavy rain on Saturday and Sunday. However, the state has still received below average rainfall. The IMD has said that the monsoon is expected to be normal across the country during this month. Amid the rise in pollution levels in the national capital, Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on all kind of crackers in the city. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai said city government took the decision to impose a ban on production, storage, sell and bursting of crackers to check the rising air pollution. He said pollution level increases in Delhi during the winters, and to tackle this, the Delhi government has started working on the Winter Action Plan. The key domestic share indices today logged gains of more than 0.5% in the afternoon trade. The BSE Sensex was up 358 points or 0.55% to trade at 66,956. The NSE Nifty also rose 125 points or 0.63% to trade at 19,945 a short while ago. Both stocks rose amid mixed cues from global share markets. On to sports. In Asia Cup Cricket 2023, the match between India and Pakistan in the Super 4 stage will be played this afternoon at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The match was called off last evening and moved for a reserve day today, as it was stopped due to rain in the 25th over. The game will resume from 24.1 overs at 3 p.m. IST. The match will be a full 50-over game today if there are no further delays due to rain. Yesterday, India were 147 for 2 with Virat Kohli and KL Rahul at the crease when the umpires called a halt to the proceedings. Earlier, Pakistan won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Indian openers gave a flying start, with skipper Rohit Sharma contributing 56 runs and Shubman Gill 58 runs before getting out. This was the second time in the tournament that rain has played a spoiled sport in a clash, as both team were also squared off in the group stage, with India posting a total of 266 in the first innings. However, rain washed out the game thereafter. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud in New Delhi. Prime Minister says India-Saudi Arabia partnership crucial for stability and welfare of the region and the world. 12 scientists selected for Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar Awards for the year 2022. Sovereign Gold Bond Scheme 2023-24 Series 2 opens for subscription. IMD predicts heavy rainfall in eastern Uttar Pradesh today. Authorities announces closure of all schools in Lucknow due to inclement weather. And in cricket, India and Pakistan to resume their Super 4 clash in Asia Cup in Colombo this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.